Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, drug companies are selectively publishing research results on antidepressants. A new analysis shows that of the drug studies registered with the Food and Drug Administration, virtually all that had positive results were published. And what happened to those that didn't come out as the manufacturer had hoped? Many were not published at all, or were published in a way that implied positive results. One science writer assessed the practice this way, quote, "The result of this selective publication is no less than a distortion of science, and, since these are studies that drive what doctors advise their patients to do and what patients ask for, a perversion of the biomedical system in which untainted results are supposed to benefit public health," end quote.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is happily trading on his status and connections. Blair has announced that he will work as a part-time advisor to the global financial services firm J.P. Morgan Chase. Until June of last year, Blair was the head of the British Labour Party. The Financial Times of London reports that Blair will, quote, "use his experience and contacts to provide political and strategic advice to the U.S. bank and participate in some client events," end quote. The fee for this part-time work has not been disclosed, but is expected to be at least $1 million U.S. Blair stated that he was considering accepting, quote, "a small handful," end quote, of similar positions with other companies. Blair is also positioning himself to be the first full-fledged European Union president and is currently serving as a special envoy to the Middle East.
If you feel an inexplicable warmth and loyalty towards the oil giant BP, it's no coincidence. When BP changed from British Petroleum to Beyond Petroleum, they also launched a campaign to build brand loyalty. The campaign by the WPP Group subsidiary Ogilvy & Mather sought to create, quote, "real equity and emotional affinity beyond the products and services themselves," end quote. Marketing research found that, unlike other products, motor fuels hadn't developed much brand affinity among consumers. So BP and Ogilvy set out to woo the public with ads like this one.
"Beyond a crisis, a solution. Disease, a cure. Beyond pain, joy. Effort, reward. Winter, summer. Beyond darkness, light. Beyond petroleum, BP."
Apparently, their efforts have paid off. Marketing surveys have identified BP as the greenest energy brand, and in 7 years, brand awareness has grown exponentially.
The U.S. Marines are looking for a few good teachers, coaches, and clergy members to help them recruit young people. A new series of television ads are targeting people who are in a position to influence young people as they make career choices. One ad, quote, "features a line of Marines standing in formation in front of landmarks across the U.S., such as the Golden Gate Bridge and Independence Hall," end quote. The new ads are the creation of the WPP Group's advertising firm, JWT. The ads are set to run during programs that attract both young and middle-aged viewers, including American Idol.
Today we have a win against spin to report. In Eau Claire, Wisconsin, former WEAU 13 news director Glenn Mabee took a stand that cost him his job. Mabee resigned after the TV station's management began negotiating a deal with a local hospital to air health segments featuring that hospital's staff and specifically not airing stories involving other health facilities. Mabee said, quote, "I could not with a clear conscience go into that newsroom and tell the staff that this was a good thing. My problem with this is that it was going to dictate newsroom content," end quote. After Mabee's departure, the station's owners decided not to pursue the hospital partnership. While Mabee feels that his career choices at this point are uncertain, we hope that someone might actually be looking to hire a principled broadcast journalist.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the work that the JWT advertising firm is doing for the U.S. Marines. JWT is a subsidiary of the WPP Group. So is PR giant Hill & Knowlton. Hill & Knowlton has done work for repressive regimes worldwide, including Uganda and the Maldives. So there are just 4 steps between a branch of the U.S. military that is supposed to be spreading democracy around the globe and governments with some of the worst human rights track records.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.